there's, when there's, I'm trying to think of what we call it when we were integrated, when this organization was organized, and we became aware that we didn't know black people except as we saw them working in menial jobs or as housekeepers or as janitors or so on. And then, you know, the formation of this organization was, you know, it just was little steps. We met in a home and talked about the fact that we didn't know black people and they were our sisters and we should get acquainted. And so we met in homes, and I was at the first meeting was held in the home of Gene Cooker, and I was among the people that had been invited, you know, to participate. And then we met in, I can't remember the second home, but they got organized to the point that a black woman and a white woman would be co-conveners of the group, and we wanted to get to know each other, and we met in homes, each other's homes, and we found out that their cookies were as good as ours, and they had as nice drapes on their windows as we had on ours. And it was a revelation because, you know, we really hadn't been in the homes of black people, and they in turn, unless they were cleaning a home for someone, they probably hadn't been as a guest in a home of a white family. And then we talked about issues, you know, what the problems were. We found out, for instance, they could not, they didn't have the freedom to change clothes in the fitting rooms like we did, and that they were followed and looked at with a degree of little suspicion. And the ways that they were treated a little differently. And of course, then there was, you know, they sat in the balcony of the theaters, and then they had, the college students had sit-ins in our restaurants to test their welcome there. So there was a little trauma, but for the most part, the integration from the black school, Fred Moore School, to the high schools went without much incident. And then when at the college level, they had some black players that made touchdowns and they became very famous. And Abner Haynes was one of the leaders that helped at the integration. And many years later, when North Texas celebrated 50 years of integration, they invited the our organization to be part of the celebration because we helped Bridges along with the university. And, you know, as I talk here, sometimes the Interracial Fellowship was recognized as being helpful in the integration. And then, of course, came this When We Were All Broncos movie. Have you seen that? Well, we had only one high school, and by integrating, we got those big black football players. And so that's what that story is about, When We Were All Broncos, and the transition from being segregated to being one was accomplished